JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
So where do you start? I mean,
we're living in an alternate universe, really, at the moment, aren't we?
Unreal.
Yeah. Did I say yesterday it's hard to keep up? So crazy stuff continues. In the last hour, as you said, news out that Trump has authorised a 90-day pause on tariffs for countries that don't retaliate to those tariffs that were announced earlier on. So, yep, US share markets have absolutely exploded to the upside. I mean, a 10% move. I mean, it was 10% a second ago on the NASDAQ. 8% moves on the S&P 500, the Dow Jones sort of 6 to 7s. But who knows where that will close? I mean, you know, you wouldn't be able to bet on whether it's actually going to close today. Look, the trade war with China is actually really ramping up. That's escalating. And all those tariffs, those crazily calculated tariffs that he announced the other day, well, they're all off the table. There's a 10% baseline tariff for everyone and nothing happening for 90 days. So, look, it's confusing, though, because Europeans overnight have announced retaliatory trade. That seems to be put on the back burner at the moment, so we don't know what's happening there. I was also listening to Scott Bessent, Mike, and there's just no facts. There's just this lack of sort of clarity. And then that usual crazy, colourful rhetoric from the White House media spokesperson. Look, facts will be great, but they seem to be hard to come by. The 90-day pause is apparently to give Trump time to deal personally with the 75 countries who want to talk. And it does feel like policy is being made on the hoof and all power seems to come back to Trump. It all seems very fluid, very dictatorial. Kiwi dollar has jumped. It was in the mid-55s. It's in the 56s. You know, before this all started, Mike, I was going to talk about the crazy volatility that we've seen in bond markets. Yeah. They've been swinging wildly. The end result there at the moment is we've got higher long-term rates, which will effectively increase the cost of borrowing for the New Zealand government. But that's been put on the side burner. Uncertainty levels are now at sort of maximum, Mike. They're at sort of DEFCON 5. And uncertainty is kryptonite for financial markets. But right now it's driving markets higher. But who knows what's going to be announced next. We've just got to sit and wait for this sort of day-to-day, you know, this day-to-day yo-yo. The magic roundabout, I'm calling it, Mike. The magic roundabout.
Exactly. And then there in the middle of it all was poor old Christian lined up for 6 months with his 25 points.
Are we there yet? So the OCR is now at 3.5. I don't think we're there yet. There's further downside. It could be lower. That downside could be lower than we were thinking. The positive development is that the expected interest rate relief is being delivered. 25 basis point cut. You know, people were talking 50 basis points possibly beforehand. I don't think that was ever likely. They'd signaled 25. They've moved as suggested. They now wait for the data. Now, if you want the water cooler line this morning, if you're sitting out there, if you want the punchy one-liner, it's a dovish cut. There was a short statement. The key facts in there were household spending, residential investment has remained weak. On the tariff front, they said yesterday, the increase in global trade barriers weakens the outlook for global economic activity. Retaliation and heightened geoeconomic uncertainty will have a significant negative impact on global growth. But that's just so yesterday's news, Mike. Yeah. All adds up to downside risks to inflation and growth. The key point is they confirmed in their view that there's substantial spare productive capacity remaining in the economy. That gives them the confidence to be able to cut more. But, you know, the situation is confusing and uncertain. They said that yesterday. Near truer word is spoken jest. There was a nod to the lower oil price. Now, Mike, no specific mention of a further 25 basis point cut in May, but they did say that the preceding cuts have yet to have a full effect on the economy. As the extent and effect of tariff policies become clearer, the committee has scope to lower the OCR further as appropriate. So not much move on local markets yesterday in response to that, because really, geez, there's bigger fish to fry out there at the moment, isn't there?
Ain't that the truth? Give us the numbers as best you can as they
roll
in front of our eyes.
Well, this is where they are right now. Yeah. So just a little 2,610 point gain on the Dow Jones, which is, let's call it 7% let's round it, 40,211. The S&P 500, yeah, let's call it a 400 point rally there. Let's call that up 8%, 5,380. And the NASDAQ, let's just round that up. It's up 10%. It's up 1,500 points, 16,750. Overnight, the FTSE 100 lost 2.9%, should gain that back today, 7679. The Nikkei was down just under 4%. Again, that will rally hard today, I would expect. 31714, the close there. Shanghai Composite gained 1.3%, 3186. The Aussies yesterday, the ASX 200 lost 1.8%. That's 135.7374. And the NZX 50 was down 0.71, 11,806. Kiwi dollar, as I looked at it 5 minutes ago, 0.5647 against the US, 0.9195 Aussie, 0.5130 euro, 0.4407 pounds. Japanese yen, 82.68. Gold has rallied a little bit, $3,072. Brent crude, $64.04. But, you know, we could be in a different place tomorrow morning, Mike. Who would know?
Thank the good Lord you're here. Nice to see you, Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.